Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 64. Partly cloudy skies tonight, 35. Mainly sunny tomorrow, chance of rain showers, 63. Clear skies and dry Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s, Saturday, low 80s by Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A Goodland Walmart is expected to be back open today after a reported bomb threat shut it down. Goodland police say an unidentified individual contacted the retailer about 2:30 yesterday and reported several pipe bombs inside the store and threatened to detonate them. The store was safely evacuated. There were no injuries or related incidents. Roads in the nearby store were also closed during the incident. Police say a Kansas Highway Patrol Special K-9 team conducted a thorough search of the premises and found no suspicious devices. A Georgia-based company is reportedly looking at building a new data center in Pottawatomie County. Some people in the Emmett area have been approached by Beltline, a company based out of Atlanta. They're looking to purchase land in the county for the construction of a data center. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, the UFL brings fast-paced action as the Houston Gamblers take on the Columbus Aviators at 7. Saturday, Major League Soccer heats up with Sporting KC facing the Seattle Sounders at 1:30. Then at 6, it's MLB on Fox as the Dodgers battle the Cardinals. And on Sunday, the UFL returns with a high-energy showdown as the Birmingham Stallions face the Orlando Storm at 3 p.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
You listen when your body says, I'm tired, or I'm hungry. What if your body said something else might be wrong? Gynecologic cancers, cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancers have symptoms, so pay attention. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen. Learn the symptoms. Get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge Campaign.
The Helping Hands Humane Society has taken in over 240 animals in the last 10 days. 70 of those are cats, all from one residence. A lot of the cats are in good health and very nice behavior-wise and socialized with people. 7 of the 70 cats are up for adoption. The rest of the cats and kittens will be available in the next few weeks. Kansas City bars will be adding gratuity fees during the World Cup. And here's why. Unlike in the United States, tipping is not as customary in countries like Argentina and England. And with hundreds of thousands of these people calling Kansas City home this summer for the World Cup, bars in the River Market are implementing an 18 to 20% gratuity fee to your tab. Shipping giants like FedEx and UPS are vowing to return refunded money to customers in the wake of a February court ruling that invalidated Trump's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Backlash on Governor Jim Pillen after he allowed one law to become law without his signature, and gun rights activists across the state say they're protesting the new law that's about to take effect. As according to KSNB Local Channel 4, Legislative Bill 1237 is officially enacted now, prohibiting the carrying of firearms in the Nebraska State Capitol and limiting public entrance to the west side door of the building. The vote was near unanimous in the state legislative body, as it did pass in their final reading. reading in a 45-4 vote after the passage through the executive committee, where the bill's fiscal no indicated the Capitol staff and senators would be able to use any entrance by scanning a security badge and would not need screening. The estimated cost for the fiscal year includes roughly $871,000 when it comes to security, as the Nebraska State Patrol said during the cabinet roundtable last week during the conversation that many of the security protocol would not be discussed publicly, but did say they would need additional security.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gaiety, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday unanimously approved a community development block grant application for $1.5 million toward a $1.8 million development of the North 7th Street corridor from U.S. 36 to Calhoun Street. No comments came forward during a required public hearing for the project grant application. Matching funds of $300,000 for the grant will be raised by local sources. Approval was granted for use of Broadway Saturday, May 2nd, 5:45 for the senior prom walk. Promenade this year will be held at Venue 36 at 4 p.m. Approval was granted for use of City Park May 8th and 9th for the annual Mother's Day Market. Sarge's Sports Bar received approval for temporary replacement of a deck trailer for overflow crowds on parking in front of their location from time to time. Proposed 2026 street projects were reviewed with the street committee, suggesting a further extension of the proposed project and financing through short-term debt toward a long-term plan for street infrastructure. North Street resurfacing east and streets in East Marysville were mentioned, as well as other city street priorities. Bids had been submitted for work on Jenkins and 4th Street, with consensus to abandon a section of Dawson Drive originally proposed. A motion to accept the $468,000 bid from AHRS Construction resulted in a 3-3 tie vote, with the mayor absent. The back-and-forth discussion continued whether the city is best served by proceeding with the proposal or holding out for development of an expanded plan. Consensus was to table the matter until the next meeting. Council approved $17,000 for design services with CES Group for design of a concrete block animal shelter for a location proposed near the water tower in the Tension Industrial Park. Cost estimate for the facility will be developed after design is complete. City Administrator advised receiving pending resignation of Councilmember Kyle Garacki effective May 1st, citing personal reasons, and will follow up with options for filling the position. Youth Advisory Committee provided an update and had discussed city logo designs. Marshall County Emergency Management advising Hall Brothers will begin work this week on resurfacing U.S. 77 from Tumbleweed Road proceeding south. Expect delays up to 15 minutes as the work continues for the next couple of weeks. Injury accidents were reported in Marysville April 15th. Ronnie R. Rainey of Blue Springs collided with Riley N. Hillman of Hanover at the intersection of 14th and Elm. Rainey was transported to CMH, treated, and released. At that same intersection a week earlier, April 8th, Marilyn L. Lindkugel of Marysville collided with Matilda A. Polfus of Marysville. Lindkugel was transported to CMH in Marysville. What may have been a swatting call to Beatrice police had reported that bombs were placed outside the Beatrice Community Hospital with four active shooters outside. Investigation with the Nebraska State Patrol Bomb Squad revealed no such threats, and the investigation into the matter continues. One Marysville is inviting volunteers to clean up and hang out Thursday evening. meeting at the One Marysville office at 5:30 for an hour of cleanup projects, including picking up trash, pulling weeds, and other small jobs downtown. Volunteers are then invited to gather at Sarge's Sports Bar for a free cookout with hot dogs and live music by Kane and Company. Citywide garage sales this weekend in Blue Rapids, Waterville, and Odell. Annual Pony Up Match Day is Friday in Marysville. Contributions Friday will qualify for matching funds and may be made online with full details at ponyupmarysville.com or in person Friday at the Helvering Center from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Free dump days for Washington County residents. The landfill are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. Free disposal is Saturday for Marshall County residents, the transfer station, accepting residential waste, non-commercial construction, and demo from personal projects. Scrap metal must be separate from other items. Appliances have free on removed. Normal disposal fee applies for tires, and items not accepted include wood pallets, yard debris, commercial, industrial, medical, and hazardous waste. Free disposal day at transfer station in Marshall County Saturday from 8 to 3 is for Marshall County residents only. Graveside service for Norman L. Barker of Dubois, who passed away December 6th, is planned Friday, May 1st, 10:30 a.m. at the Bohemian National Cemetery, rural Humboldt. Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Norman Barker. Graveside service for Karen K. Whitehead, age 84, of Wymore, who passed away Monday, is planned Friday at 1 at the Pleasant View Cemetery near Pickrell. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Karen Whitehead. Graveside memorial service for Patricia Pat Davis, who passed away April 11th, is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Pat Davis. Janice R. Jordan, age 85, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Janice Jordan. Elizabeth Betty Gakel, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 from St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover, burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7:30 from the church, with a visitation Sunday 11 to 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Betty Gakel.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered rain showers are possible today, otherwise staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers into Friday, otherwise staying sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and mid 60s, and some rain Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine on Saturday, warmer with our highs in the lower 70s, and mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Some scattered showers possible into Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And more rain showers possible throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers early Wednesday with highs in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high in this date 95. The average low 44, the record low 27. Sunset this evening 5:18, sunrise in the morning at 6:31.
Songbirds of spring come in a rainbow of colors, but there may be less there than meets the eye. We explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 30th, the 120th day of the year. Writer Annie Dillard shares a birthday with actress Kirsten Dunst. Here's a fascinating fact to ponder as you watch songbirds return to the backyard feeder. Many of the color variations we think we see are actually optical illusions. If you extracted the pigment from a bluebird feather, for example, you would find nothing but a dull brown color. The pigment from a green-winged teal would appear yellow. Some of the visual trickery is due to the complex geometry of feathers. Intricately arranged air cavities act as tiny light-scattering prisms to produce colors that aren't found in the bird's chemistry. There are exceptions, of course. You'll find that male cardinals really are red through and through. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Show Mom she means more than anything with a beautiful gift from Reflections in downtown Marysville. This Mother's Day, let Reflections help you find meaningful Hallmark cards or Willow Tree figurines, plus garden decor, Russell Stover's candy, or Yankee candles. And with graduation around the corner, celebrate this milestone with fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, or the perfect Hallmark card. Find something you never knew you needed at Reflections in Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Barbara's Farm is blooming at the Marysville Masonic Lodge. Stop by and choose from a beautiful selection of flowers, plants, and more. On Friday, May 1st only, a special fundraiser will be held with part of the proceeds benefiting the Good Witch program. Make your purchase even more meaningful and don't miss this wonderful event at Barbara's Farms in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Big news for the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team as they get ready for their fall season for 2026 and 2027 after the number one overall player for the class of 2026, Tyron Stokes, has officially announced that he will be a Jayhawk for the upcoming season. Stokes made the announcement on ESPN's Inside the NBA show, choosing the Jayhawks over the other options he had with Kentucky and Oregon, where the forward Stokes helped lead the team to back-to-back state championships for the Rainier Beach High School in Seattle, Washington, breaking a high school record with dropping 63 points on senior night and set the previous record of 50 points in a single game from December of 2025. Overall, Stokes ended up averaging 33 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, and 4 steals per game in the season for his high school team. It's back-to-back wins for the Jayhawks for the upcoming season as Stokes ends up joining Taylen Kinney, the number 2 point guard and number 13 overall player for the class of 2026 as well, also signing with the Jayhawks back in November of last year.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, the UFL brings fast-paced action as the Houston Gamblers take on the Columbus Aviators at 7. Saturday, Major League Soccer heats up with Sporting KC facing the Seattle Sounders at 1:30. Then at 6, it's MLB on Fox as the Dodgers battle the Cardinals. And on Sunday, the UFL returns with a high-energy showdown as the Birmingham Stallions face the Orlando Storm at 3 p.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
It's been a big year for Washburn University's dance team after having some new hardware and representing the city of Topeka at a national level as the Dancing Blues ended up traveling to Orlando, Florida earlier this month to the College Classic National Championship with universities coming from all over the nation to face off in dancing categories that include jazz, hip-hop, and pom-pom dancing, where Washburn University ended up taking second place for their pom routine for the Division II and in the top 20 across to all divisions.
It's awesome. You know, there are schools from all over the country. We are so proud to bring the dance team from the middle of the nation here to Orlando and show that we have talent too. I think that there's a lot of the West Coast, East Coast schools that come in and they're the powerhouses, but we hold it down for Kansas.
According to the head of the dance team, they say the team paid for their entire trip through fundraising in the community and said it's a true testament to their hard work and dedication as they look forward to another season next year. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Building on years of service to the community, Mason Tax and Accounting is now Main Street Tax and Accounting. Accountants Tony Yossi and Jess Miller strive to build on 20-plus years of personal, detail-oriented service to their clients. From bookkeeping and payroll, to individual tax preparation, to ag and business tax services, Main Street Tax and Accounting is your hometown expert. Still located at 1101 Broadway in Marysville, stop by or call 562-2710. Main Street Tax and Accounting, where the name is new, but the service hasn't changed.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Grow your own bay leaves for seasoning spaghetti, Italian dishes, lentils, and more. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Sweet bay is hardy in zones 8 and warmer, where it thrives in moist-rich soil and full to partial sun. Gardeners in other areas can grow it in a container and treat it like a houseplant. Grow it in a sunny south-facing window year-round or move it outside to a slightly shaded location for the summer. Water container plants whenever the top inch of potting mix is dry. Move indoor plants to a cooler area for fall and winter. Keep the soil slightly drier and don't fertilize until spring. Harvest bay leaves as needed throughout the year. Their flavor is most intense in mid to late summer. Pick older leaves with a better flavor first. And use fresh bay leaves within a couple days of harvest to maintain their flavor. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
For centuries, people have recognized the natural beauty along the border of Tennessee and North Carolina. But Stephen Fernandez's family is hoping visitors want to see what is below ground as well. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
There are many caves that you can tour in the U.S., but Tuckaleechee Caverns is regarded as one of the best. Stephen Fernandez's family first opened the underground gym to tourists in 1953.
Well, it's got three things going for it. It has size, it's got a lot of water,
and a lot of formation and a large waterfalls inside. In the big room in this cave, you can easily lay a football field in it with about a 150-foot ceiling.
One of the unique features of the caverns is its giant waterfall.
It's about 200 feet high, and you see about 120 to 30 feet of it. It comes out of a passageway above the existing passageway that you stand in, and it falls into the floor of the room above and then comes on out. It's a big double waterfalls.
Takalichi is an attraction in its own right, but it does help having Smoky Mountain National Park within just a few miles.
The national park here gets about 10 million visitors a year, and we have 40 to 60,000 a year. We're a Class B cave. A caves are the smaller caves as far as visitation. You have a B cave, and then you've got a C cave.
C caves are often the large federally owned caverns like Carlsbad and Mammoth. Stephen's family still owns and operates the cave. But could there be even more of the cave yet to explore and open to visitors?
I've been through everywhere I can physically get and used to be able to get to a lot of places I can't get to now.
While the Smoky Mountains are certainly the draw above ground, it's Takalichi Caverns that have been the draw below the earth for over a half century now. Traveling the countryside in Townsend, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction, including antiques and collectibles, for Evelyn Baker Saturday, May 2nd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 811 North 15th Street in Marysville. Furniture items include a glassfoot oak parlor table, wood buffet, four glide rockers. Collectibles include local pop bottles, Marysville, Herkimer, and Waterville advertising items, fancy work and quilts. Glassware and dishes include amber, pink, and green depression, clear and colored glassware. Primitives include a butter churn, egg basket, coin banks, and enamelware, plus kitchen and household items, including small hand appliances, pots and pans, set of dishes, silverware. Toys include a Lionel train set, toys and games, plus tools, including a wheelbarrow, hand tools, a few long-handled tools, and lots of miscellaneous. This auction, including antiques and collectibles for Evelyn Baker, Saturday, May 2nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 811 North 15th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Something underground is tearing up your yard. Is it a mole or a vole? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's how to tell the difference between these two critters as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at successful_farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Nothing is more irritating to a homeowner than seeing volcano-shaped piles of dirt in the lawn or bare trails in the grass. These are signs of mole and vole activity. Moles have paddle-like front claws, no visible ears, and tiny eyes. Voles resemble mice but have shorter tails and smaller ears. Kelly McGowan is an Extension Horticulture Field Specialist at the University of Missouri. She says another way to distinguish between the two is by what they eat.
Think of the word mole. It starts with an M. So moles are meat eaters, which means that they feed on things in the soil, whether it be grubs or earthworms or insects, things like that. Voles start with a V, so they're vegetarian. So they're going to feed on plants, mainly the underground portion of plants. So that would mainly be the root system.
She says the best method for keeping moles under control is setting a mole trap in an active run. It often looks like there are a ton of moles out there, but these critters are solitary. If you trap one or two, you pretty much have the problem under control. Voles like to hide in heavy mulch and weeds and make trails through the grass or snow. They have golf ball-sized exit holes in their tunnels. Because they're at the bottom of the food chain, they don't come out into the open very often, but you can trap them too.
Just kind of old-fashioned mouse traps work well with voles, and you can put peanut butter, cheese in there to kind of bait them. But don't just leave those mouse traps out in the open. You can put some kind of a covering over it because they don't like to feed in the open.
Learn more about moles and voles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Waterville Housing Authority has multiple housing openings available immediately. 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available. Income-based housing, clean, maintenance-free, and all the freedom you crave for tenants of any age. Applications can be found on the Waterville Housing Authority Facebook page or contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239 for the Waterville Housing Authority with immediate openings available.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
Hospitality is one of the most overlooked forms of stewardship. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Colossians 4:15, Paul sends greetings to Nympha and the church in her house. We don't know much about her, but we know this. She had a home and she opened it for the work of God. In the early church, believers often gathered in homes like hers. Nympha used what she had to serve others and strengthen the body of Christ. Stewardship isn't only about giving money. It's about using whatever God has entrusted to us. In Scripture, private property often becomes a tool for the public good. Your greatest asset may not be your bank account, but the home, table, or space you already have, used to welcome others and advance God's kingdom. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Wow, prices are high for everything, and trying to get all the value for your money is top priority right now. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know it's important to get the best care at a great price. Our prices are economical. All amenities are included, such as tissues, briefs, toothbrushes, toothpaste. We have spacious rooms with private bathrooms. Our therapy department is not contracted, but our own staff. We have great outcomes in wounds, therapy, and return to home success. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Rice fields are a paradise for ducks and duck hunters. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Many Arkansas rice farmers pick up a decent second income by hosting fall duck hunts after their fields are harvested. Patrick Dill, Rice Stewardship Coordinator for Ducks Unlimited, says Arkansas offers prime habitat for ducks to overwinter.
The reason why this historically was great for waterfowl is that it was flooded timber, wetlands, different kinds of moist soil. It's also the reason it's great for rice farming. Soils hold water great here, perfect rice fields. So what made this good for waterfowl is kind of what destroyed it, what we converted to rice farms. But also we can use those because rice fields mimic wetlands.
Colson Tester is a former ag instructor at the University of Arkansas who now works for Acre Trader, a firm that facilitates investments in ag property.
Especially in the prime regions of the Delta, there's immense influx of out-of-state duck hunters. They're farming rice and farming soybeans or whatever, but they're doing it in a way that is most optimal for duck hunting.
Both Tester and Dill were part of a podcast series from Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture that focused on lessons from the Delta. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. A new legislative push in Washington is taking aim at high input costs for American producers, specifically focusing on the tariffs currently choking the fertilizer market. Senator Roger Marshall has introduced the Lowering Input Costs for American Farmers Act, a bipartisan measure that would officially exempt Moroccan phosphate fertilizer from heavy import duties. The move comes as Kansas farmers continue to navigate a volatile economic landscape where the cost of nutrients remains one of the largest line items on the balance sheet. Since 2021, these phosphate imports from Morocco have been subject to a roughly 20% countervailing duty. That tariff was originally implemented by the Department of Commerce following a petition from a domestic manufacturer who argued that foreign subsidies were creating an unfair playing field. However, the ripple effect for the farmer has been a significant reduction in competition and a sharp increase in the price of essential phosphorus. Senator Marshall argues that at a time when global supply chains are already fragile, these tariffs act as a self-imposed tax on food production. By opening the door to Moroccan supply, the goal is to diversify the marketplace and provide immediate relief at the local co-op. This isn't just a Kansas issue. National groups like the National Corn Growers Association have joined the senator in calling for the removal of these duties, stating that affordable fertilizer is a matter of national food security. While domestic fertilizer producers argue that the duties are necessary to protect American jobs, Senator Marshall is focusing on the immediate bottom line for the producer. He points out that this bill could lower the cost of phosphate fertilizer by roughly $150 per ton. With planting season in full swing, that kind of overhead reduction is a top priority. As the bill moves into committee, agriculture leaders will be watching closely to see if the push for lower input prices can overcome the long-standing debate over domestic trade protections. The absolute soonest date that this could take place is in late June or in early July. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Agricultural land trends and what's ahead for the rest of the year. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
With a solid background in agricultural land transactions, Eric Sarf, president of Murray Wise & Associates, discusses the main trends he is seeing right now in farmland real estate acquisitions.
We've definitely seen more consolidation on the farmer side. You know, I've been doing this for a little over 20 years now, and there's still obviously a lot of farmers out there, but there's less now than there were 20 years ago, and even longer than that when I was growing up on the countryside. And when I was young, you know, my dad farmed a couple thousand acres, and that was a big deal back in the 90s. And anymore, that's pretty small time. So seeing how consolidation of farms and farm operations, while they're still family farms, they're just bigger operations. Production, productivity, again, corn bushels now, yields, I mean, they're 250 bushels per acre, which that's unfathomable 20 years ago or even 5 years ago when we were closer to 200. So just seeing the increased productivity in the fields.
As for the rest of the year and into early 2024, Sarf foresees continued demand for farmland.
I think if commodity prices stay where they've been, which nobody knows for sure, but it sounds like we're probably going to see strong commodity prices through the end of the year and into 24, I think we'll continue to see strong demand for farmland.
Farmers continue to be the main demographic purchasing ag land.
Definitely the majority of buyers. Family offices and individual investors, high net worth investors, those are definitely one of the stronger buyer groups as well. You know, it goes back to the inflation head and a way to kind of transfer wealth. That's always been a preferred method. And then the other group is more the institutional type investors, pension funds, hedge funds, those kind of groups.
Eric Sarf, president of Murray Wise & Associates. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. Springtime means the blooming of flowers, trees, and the planting of new species. Kansas Forest Service Rural District Forester John Klimpa discusses establishing windbreaks, explaining the different purposes that they serve, what people should keep in mind when considering putting a windbreak in, and the different kinds of trees that are most prevalently used in windbreaks across Kansas.
Well, there's not a single purpose. There's plenty of purposes. One of the main ones we use out here is to protect people's homes, and that gives them energy efficiency. It allows the kids to stay in the yard without being blown away. Some of the other things we use them for are field windbreaks, so we don't have a repeat of the Dirty 30s. We use them for livestock protection. A lot of times people use them for nothing more than aesthetics and wildlife, so that they have those out there on their landscape.
Klimpa highlights why people should plan where they put a windbreak before building a home.
You really need to get a hold of us early. I mean, as soon as you decide you want to get, say, a house built and you already have somebody staking out the footprint for the house, get a hold of us to get the footprint for the windbreak, because spacing is always a big concern. People like to put their houses as far away from the road as they can. And unfortunately, sometimes they'll put that right up against the back property line and they leave themselves no room for trees. And by the time they call us and they've got the house built, there's just no place to put the windbreak in. And so plan early.
He describes the different kinds of trees used for windbreaks.
A lot of times it's eastern red cedar, and that provides the density that we need to stop that cold winter wind and the snow from blowing into your house. One alternative we have out here in the western part of the state is Rocky Mountain juniper, which is a close cousin to eastern red cedar. It does look a little better. It doesn't really get brown in the wintertime when it gets dry. It stays a nice aqua green blue. Doesn't quite get as tall, but it gets tall enough. But it's all about that density. You need the density to stop the wind, and that's what we're trying to do. It does, of course, change across the spectrum of the state. As you move west, we have fewer species we can use.
That was Kansas Forest Service Rural District Forester John Klimpa on the different kinds of trees and preparation that goes into planning for a windbreak. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Thursday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we continue to have low red numbers all across the board over here, and those gains that we saw from the wheat numbers over the last couple of trade days have all been evaporated. For the seeds market, we have mixed to slightly higher numbers across the board, and for the livestock, the cattle have turned things around once again. They are now leaning mostly in the green, and the hogs, they remain all in the red. In the corn market, May corn down 2¾ at 463¾, and July also down 2¾ at 475 even. Kansas City wheat from May down 12½ at 677¾, and July down 14¼ at 690½. In the oats market, May oats down 1¼ at 333 even, and July down 2¼ at 347½. In the bean market, May beans now up 0¼ at 1182½, and July up 0½ at 1197½. Soybean meal for May down 470 at 323.30, and July down 380 at 320 even. Soybean oil for May up 91¢ at 76.22, and July up 60¢ at 74.72. In the canola market, July canola up 210 at 766 even, and November up 310 at 762.80. In the cotton market, July cotton up $3 at 82.20, and December up $1.98 at 82.44. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for June down 77 cents at 98.05, and September down 76 cents at 97.82. The euro for June in the green up to $1.17, and September in the green as well at $1.17, but pushing to $1.18. And the Japanese yen for June up a penny to 64 cents, and September up a penny as well, also at 64 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the green continues on as the Dow Jones is now up 690 points at 49,552. The S&P 500 up 46 points at 7,184, and the NASDAQ up 118 points at 24,791. We'll see how all of these numbers finish up in the final hour of the trade day.
Think outside the box with PTCI's new outdoor Wi-Fi. Enjoy the big game with all your friends. Go! Have an epic movie night, or just chill with Wi-Fi that extends beyond. Connect your whole home, inside and out, with outdoor Wi-Fi, powered by PTCI's high-speed fiber internet. Text or call 1-800-562-2556 or visit ptci.net. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
It's time to pony up Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a lackluster start to the week, equities investors are staging a rally today. The Dow headed into the midday up by 626 points and back above 49,000. The S&P was ahead 0.4%. The Nasdaq had gained a fraction. Not since January of 1969 have the lines been shorter at state unemployment offices. With companies focused on retaining employees rather than laying them off, weekly jobless filings plummeted last week to 189,000, their lowest in 57 years. Spirit Airlines may be just days away from running out of money. Sources tell ABC News that a bankruptcy hearing set for today has been postponed amid discussions about a possible bailout from the Trump administration. Demand for cloud computing services helped to drive Amazon to a sales boost of 17% in the last quarter. Meanwhile, fans of the online retailer are preparing for Prime Day sales. That comes up this year in June. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It's time to pony up Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.
Seeking to put God's love into actions, Marshall County Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope. During Pony Up Match Day, donations will be used to accelerate the number of affordable homes to one home per year. Consider supporting Marshall County Habitat for Humanity this Match Day.
Pony Express Partnership for Children is committed to strengthening the lives of children and families in our community. Through a powerful collaboration of agencies, we provide education, support, health resources, and referrals, serving families from birth through adulthood. This Match Day, your donation helps us continue this vital work and ensures every family has the tools they need to thrive.
Families First of Marshall County provides many services throughout the year, to include monthly mobile food distributions to an average of 165 local families. We are volunteer-operated and, most importantly, require either 4 hours of local community service or completion of an educational course to receive our assistance, in hopes of making their future brighter and less dependent on social services. Families First of Marshall County, promoting health and self-sufficiency through education and mentoring.
It's time to pony up Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.
country music from the heart of America. Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY FM, Marysville.